Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you are able to join me today, and I'd like to begin a message on a familiar passage of Scripture, overcoming fear with faith. But before I get to that, let me share Hebrews 11:6. And if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, these will be very familiar passages to you. The Word says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And beloved, it is just a fact of our existence as human beings living in this day and age that one of the major enemies that we have to fight, even as Christians, is fear. Fear in its many forms. There's many kinds of fear. I've spoken in times past and in broadcast past about anxiety and worry, lesser forms of fear, but fear, as I said, can take many different forms. Fear of man, fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of the work of the enemy in physical affliction or sickness or spiritual oppression, fear of death, fear of the world, fear of failure, fear of evil tidings. The list could go on and on. Beloved, fear is the opposite of faith. We're either in faith or we're in fear. The two cannot exist in our hearts at the same time. And beloved, fear is one of Satan's chief weapons to immobilize us. But we can take heart and we can be encouraged that the Lord has not left us defenseless, but we can look to the Word of God, and as we do that, we find that it is effective to banish fears from our lives. Fear is the opposite of faith, and faith, beloved, is always the answer to fear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So when we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, we can overcome fear. And then recently I had another thought and reflection on that passage, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Well, it's not just the literal Bible that has been given to us, words that are written on pages of paper, but it is the living Word of God. It is Jesus. He is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. And so, beloved, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by Jesus. If we will open our spiritual ears to hear the Lord speaking to our hearts and comforting us, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Beloved, He is here. He's here with me. He's there with you right now, wherever you are, no matter where, what you find yourself in, whatever place in life, whatever season, He is there. And so when we turn to the Lord, it is and ask for Him to do that work. You know, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, show us how to pray, increase our faith. And Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. So He who began that good work in us is going to be faithful to complete it. As we love the Lord, what is that greatest commandment? Jesus kept things simple for us, didn't He? He just said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And He said, that contains all the law and the prophets. So praise God. We are going to now go to a passage of Scripture found in Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 25 through 34, and I'd like to read that for you. "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And the disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?' And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague.'" What a beautiful passage of scripture this is. Now, some of you might say, "Oh, Sister Glass, I've heard that message. I've heard that scripture so many times." But beloved, there's always new things to be gained, new things to be learned as we go into the Word of God. This is just a brief but simple example of a woman who was bound in so many ways, but she was delivered. And we need to look again more closely at what she did to experience that victory that she had desired. Through faith in God and through right confession and action, she received the desires of her heart. She was made whole. There are also parallel passages in Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 20 through 22, and Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 43 through 48. So this is a very brief account, but it's very interesting, describing a woman who was healed as she reached out in faith and touched the hem of Jesus's cloak. Let's take a moment and just look at the setting. What was going on? Well, Jesus was in a hurry because he had been approached by the father of Jairus and wanted, compelled Jesus. He besought him. It said he fell down at his feet and begged him to come because his daughter was near death. So he was on his way to heal Jairus's daughter. And there was a pressing urgency, of course, regarding his present task. But the beautiful thing is that he allowed this woman to delay him. And what does this tell us about the Lord? It demonstrates the tender mercy of Jesus, that he's never too busy to treat each one of us individually. He alone knows what is best for us, and he will bring the greatest glory to himself. And now let's look at the woman. Well, we know she was poor. She had spent all she had, the scriptures said. She was sick. She was disappointed. She was frustrated, probably in despair. In anguish of soul, she stood thinking that there was no help, no hope for her, but she had heard about this man, Jesus. Verse 25, she said the word says she had a flow of blood, 12 years. That's a long time to be sick. And also, we have to consider the times in which she lived. She was unclean. A woman with an issue of blood was not allowed to go into the synagogue or into the temple. She wasn't allowed to visit anyone's house. In fact, if the ailment didn't stop, her husband was to leave her. She was totally separated from society. Think of that kind of separation and division, how she must have felt psychologically and emotionally after that length of time. All that she was allowed to do was to go into a small separate room at the side of the synagogue and others like her. It had a small hole in the wall through which she could look into the temple at the time of teaching. But basically, she was an outcast from society. She couldn't even work for anyone because she was considered unclean. And this explains why she was afraid to touch Jesus or even to let him know what she was going to do or what was going on with her. She had fear, beloved. Why? Because she was an outcast from society. She feared people. She feared their response. She feared what they might do to her because of her condition. She was afraid and fearful, and she was even afraid of openly approaching Jesus. Anxieties and the trouble of her heart. In fact, she wanted to hide it, but she just believed that if she could just touch him, that, of course, she confessed afterward what she had done. And it's interesting to note, in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 20, it says, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment." It's interesting that she came behind him. She had been ill for 12 years. Think about that. But she said to herself, "If I could just touch his garment, I shall be whole." And in Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 23, Jesus said, "Whoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And she said, listen to that, "If I touch his garment, I'll be whole." She would be whole if she touched his garment because she said it. And beloved, that underlines the importance of confession. Well, I need to stop here, and we're going to continue right on tomorrow's broadcast. And I hope that you'll be able to be with me. But in the moments that remain, I'd like to invite you to become a part of my correspondence family, my spiritual family that I minister every month with my monthly letters. I have a portion of a letter from a sister writing from San Jose, and she said, "I was lost, but now I'm found, thanks to our dear Lord and Sister Glass. Thanks for the truth of prophecy. It keeps me energized and looking forward for the straight path of the Lord." And she closes, shares some comments. So I just invite you to be part of my spiritual family. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.